This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 20th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. ANN has learned that the bankrupt Italian national carrier, Alitalia, has won government approval to be taken over by a group of private investors. The approval was widely expected, as the airline's been losing about €1 million a day, and political and union bickering had scared off all the other potential bidders. CNN reports Economic Development Minister Claudio Antonio Scajola has signed off on a sale for just over €1 billion, or about $1.3 billion U.S. The buyer is Compagnia Aerea Italiana, or CAI, described as a group of private investors who will be free to seek another airline with which to partner. This may come as bad news for members of the United Auto Workers, but the old Air Transportation Stabilization Board, which oversaw the federal bailout of the airlines following the 9/11 attacks, is being eyed now as a model for how a bailout of domestic automakers might work. The Wall Street Journal reports the airline industry rescue was a hard pill to swallow for the industry, but actually wound up profiting the taxpayers by $300 million. There are parallels between the two cases. Both involve troubled companies seeking government-subsidized loans, blaming the crisis on factors beyond their control. Congressman Barney Frank wants to set up a board to conduct rigorous oversight of automakers who accept federal loans, receive stock warrants, and demand viable restructuring plans before handing out any money. This idea has grim echoes for auto workers. In the airline bailout, managers gave up pay and perks, but unions faced the choice between long-term concessions to reduce costs or the loss of their jobs completely if the companies folded. The terms were so rigorous that some troubled airlines, including American and Delta, walked away. Nine others were turned down by the ATSB. There's been no official statement from Boeing on a revised airliner delivery schedule following a 57-day strike by the International Association of Machinists, but the Wall Street Journal is reporting sources familiar with the matter say deliveries will be set back 10 weeks. Boeing Commercial Airplanes CEO Scott Carson held a conference call with investors on Wednesday, but declined to offer any specifics. Business Week reports he did predict that the airliner ordering frenzy has peaked, and orders during 2008 will be down from last year. Quote, "This year will certainly be a lower orders year than the previous three, which were unbelievably strong. Everything that we see in the world today would suggest that next year will be down," unquote. Boeing did make one official announcement Wednesday, and it's more bad news for Wichita. The company says it will cut about 800 positions at its Integrated Defense Systems facility during 2009, blaming the end of some programs and the delay in the U.S. Air Force's KCX tanker program. The first spacewalk of the NASA STS-126 mission answered a question which has probably been asked by a lot of kids at one time or another. What happens if you drop a wrench 190 miles above the ground? Mission specialists Heidi Stefanishin-Piper and Steve Bowen conducted a six-hour spacewalk on Tuesday, and they got through their to-do list and more. But Stefanishin-Piper discovered that a grease gun inside her tool bag had leaked. When she tried to clean up the mess, she lost her grip on the bag, and it floated away. NASA controllers are tracking the tool bag. Another spacewalk is planned for today. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Business aircraft are selling well in the Middle East. Student pilot hijinks prove fatal in California. And Lynx Aviation gets a new president. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Alan Liskars, AOPA Airport Support Network volunteer for the Biddeford Municipal Airport in Maine. Supporters of the airport beat back an Election Day referendum to close it, and there are lessons here for all of us. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.